This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I'm just going to say it right now in front of everybody. I love Nancy O'Dell. Yep. This is like Toy Drive all over
love
again.
Her.
I love Nancy O'Dell, and I don't care who knows it.
Aww.
Good morning. And I don't even care about talking about the Golden Globes anymore. I want to talk about how we're going to be able to get you to Santa Clara by 5 o'clock tonight so that you can watch your beloved Crimson Tide win another national championship.
No. She's Clemson Tiger.
Oh, you're a Clemson Tiger?
Yeah.
She's from South Carolina.
My ACC sister.
No, I missed that part. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, I'm so sorry. Because that's blasphemy. And quite honestly, I was like, well, that's the one problem with Nancy O'Dell is if she was a Tide fan.
Yeah.
But, no, Clemson, I can roll with this. So how, no, honestly, what time do you tape today?
We tape at 2:30. We're done at 3. We might have, like, reshoots or something, you know, then I'd be done, like, at 3:15. Like, even if, like, ran to the airport and could take off by, like, 4, I've thought this all the way through. Like, I could not land until, like, 5:30. The kickoff's at 5:10. Have to drive into the stadium. Like, I couldn't get there till halftime. That just would drive me crazy because I wanted to see the whole game.
Yep.
The whole game. I wanted to see, like, actually who likes to watch the whole game.
So I have, like, an idea, though, that you have a very large television at your house.
Can I get off a little bit early? Like, is there any way I can pre-tape? And they're like, the day of our Golden Globes coverage? I'm like, is there a way I can figure this out?
Okay, but you know what? But what you're saying makes a lot of sense, Nancy, because the Golden Globes happened last night. Nothing's going to change.
Nope.
Between now, why couldn't
I figured out.
Like, honestly, couldn't you just...
You know, I could, pre-tape a little something, you know?
Like, just have it out ready. I mean, you could write...
I get it. You know, it's like one of our two biggest shows of the whole year between Oscars and Golden Globes. And,
taping is taping.
Wow. You can't help it. I'm a big Clemson Tiger fan.
Right? And I'll never make that mistake again, by the way. So here are our hot, burning questions that we need help answering. Number one, Kayla.
If you had to put, like, a number on it, how heavy was Lady Gaga's dress? Because I love that there was so much fabric.
That has been her obsession.
Oh, my God. Wasn't there some fabric on that dress? It was amazing.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Yeah, I think it was, like, cool. And I think it was, like, really, like, light and feathery, though. So I don't think it was that heavy. I think it was just, like, very, I don't know how she arrived.
I don't know. When Bradley Cooper.
There were
two parts when they got the Golden Globe for the song. The two parts of it. I really do believe I saw Bradley Cooper straining to help her stand up with under the weight of that dress. And then number two of my other favorite part of that is like, and the award and the song. And accepting the award is Mark Ronson. And I went, I don't think so. I don't. Mark may be there.
Good luck, Mark.
But Gaga is accepting this award. No question about it.
Gaga was going to say something. You know that, right?
Absolutely.
I know.
And she's
amazing. I talked to her on the red carpet. It was so much fun. I mean, I was like, it was just She is so entertaining, and I had the best time talking to her, and you're going to hear it on Entertainment Tonight, but we were talking about the first time that she and Bradley met and how they hit it off and how he went over to her house for dinner, and she cooked them spaghetti and meatballs and how they knew it was, like, chemistry from the get-go, and it was just a click, and she was so honored to be in his first directorial debut movie, and how she had the night before the Globe, she had Fruity Pebbles. And she had to eat. I know, I was just like, wait a minute, that's not fair. And then she went into this most amazing Gaga speech about how if you're a girl, you shouldn't worry about so much about how you weigh, how much you weigh and how much you look. And I was like, you go, Gaga! Like, now I love you.
Done, bring on the donuts.
She's ours now, you know. She's ours now, you know. You've got to come out and see the show. She's got the
I know.
She's got the residency, and it's amazing.
She's been doing all this promotion in between this Vegas presidency, right?
And by the way, solid tease right there for Entertainment Tonight.
Very nicely done.
Channel 8. Yeah, very nicely done. Another burning question?
Yeah, is it official now, Nancy, that with all the awards going everywhere but ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox, that network TV is dead?
No, do not say that because that's where we air. It is not dead.
Okay. Except for your show. No. Is network TV dead?
He's been trying to push this agenda for a long time.
Just look at all the incredible shows that we still have on network television. I mean, granted, there are some amazing shows on streaming. And, you know, I think that they like the streaming shows and the places that we see some of the other ones, there are a little more liberty. And I think that that is why, you know, some of the award shows, we see them honoring them more because they do get the freedom to say a few more things and do a few more things. And then they also like to award the fact that, you know, they don't spend as much money on them. So it's like everybody likes to be able to award a show they can do more with less, right? Yeah. And that's why they get a lot more accolades than some of the ones that, like, oh, well, they had a lot of money. So that's why they could do that. And so, I mean, you can't deny that network television has some incredible shows. So it's by far from dead. But there certainly are a lot more. I know from having to study for all these events, there certainly are a lot more outlets with a lot more different shows out there. Because there's a lot of things that I got to learn and keep up with.
Oh, yeah. A lot of variety out there to choose from.
Yeah. Final question. Yes. Final question. Did you get bombed? Did you get photobombed by, or did you get bombed? Are you bombed now? No. Did you get photobombed by the Fiji water girl?
I didn't, but I haven't checked all my photos. So
I was going to say, I'll bet you did, and you don't even know it.
Go and look and see. I did have a few Fiji waters, though.
At any point, so while you're there working, at any point, are you aware of this Fiji water girl who's just slipping into the shots and looking, not even trying to fake it? Like, she's staring right into the camera. Are you aware of her while you're doing your thing?
Evidently not, but I had a lot of Fiji waters last night. And, you know, they kept, like, appearing. The waters kept appearing, you know, like fresh waters. They
That's
were
how
just
it works.
So I imagine she probably is in a few of my photos because there were just fresh waters sitting there waiting for me to, like, you know, they weren't, nobody had drank out of them, so I knew that they were okay to have. So, like, I was so awesome that they were just there. So I think that maybe she did appear in a few of my photos. Probably in a few of the segments that you're going to see on television tonight, I imagine.
Yeah, probably.
I love it. You're the best. You're the best. We can't wait so long to have you on again. You're really great. Thank you so much.
Talk to you guys.
Go Tigers.
And call for those Clemson Tigers.
Yes,
tonight.
I got it. I'm so sorry. And by the way, Entertainment Tonight at 7:30 on Channel 3. I think I said Channel 8 earlier and I was wrong. So tonight at 7:30 on Channel 3 and Saturdays at 7. Watch our new best friend, Nancy O'Dell. Yeah. We love you to tears. Right. Thank you so much for taking the time. We'll see you.
Always good to talk to you.
All right. Have a great day.
Nancy.
Yeah, she's awesome.
I like
Nancy O'Dell, Entertainment Tonight at 7:30 on Channel 3. Get it right. I imagine that's why my phone has been ringing nonstop throughout this interview.
Wake up. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.